Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
John Kenny, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, just 2 days to go until voters go to the polls in the north in the UK general election. Northern Ireland will return, as you know, 18 MPs to the UK Parliament. With some tight battles in key seats, there's a good chance this election could alter the political landscape up north. Our reporter Una Kelly has been taking a look at some of the key constituency races.
Thanks, Cormac. Yes, we're focusing on North Down today. That's an area on the north coast that takes in Holywood, Bangor and Donaghadee. Now, for more than 100 years, this was a unionist seat, sometimes held by independent unionists, until 2019, when in a victory that few saw coming, Alliance's Stephen Farry won. It was seen as a breakthrough for the Cross Community Party, but 5 years on, there's now a fierce battle within unionism to reclaim the seat. I've been getting the thoughts of some voters in North Down.
Well, one of the things that's still important here is definitely the constitutional question. But I think in most people's minds right now, cost of living and the health service here is in a real bad way, especially in comparison to yourselves down in the 26 counties. So that in particular. Yeah.
And which do you think has the biggest influence on how people decide which party they go for?
I think it's still on the constitution here. Certainly between the two sides of the community, and then there'd be variations maybe within the community between on one side UUP and DUP and SDLP and Sinn Féin and the other.
Here in North Down, it's been until Alliance won in 2019, it was a unionist seat for years and years and years. Are things like the DUP's deal and an Irish Sea border something people would talk about? Is it something people think about?
I think here it certainly is. I think here it's much more likely to be important because people here feel particularly like they've been let down on by the established unionist parties, and that's how so many have moved perhaps towards Alliance.
Stability in Northern Ireland, I think, is the most important thing. We have had no government for far too long a time, and that's going to be really important when I make my decision tomorrow on who to vote for. Whoever I vote for, I want them to bring some sort of reform to the Northern Ireland institutions here. I want it to be a better, more permanent fixture and work better for the residents of Northern Ireland.
If I think they've been honest, I will give serious consideration. In fact, this year I haven't made up my mind because I've always voted a particular party. I'm going by what they say and trusting it's honest.
Do you think that people tend to vote along their traditional community lines?
Yes, yes. But I'm going to change this year.
I don't think I'd be voting for anybody, to tell you the truth. They're all a shower. You only see them once in 4 years. They promise you everything, give you nothing. So, no, I would have no great love for politicians, any of them, to be honest. I'll use my vote because I don't want to lose it. But.
And when you're deciding which party you're going for, what matters to you?
That it's not at one end of this, hardliners on the other, like, so somewhere in the middle of the road. It'll happen on Thursday, I'll use my vote and that'll be about the head of it. And you go back to the same thing. Orange and green, that's all there is.
That was the thoughts there of some voters in Holywood in North Down. And I'm joined in our Belfast studio by David McCann, political commentator. And Deirdre Heenan is on the phone. She's a professor of social policy at Ulster University and a North Down resident. Deirdre Heenan, we would have heard in that Vox there, you know, Alliance is a real stronghold, has a real stronghold in Holywood, it seems.
It does, yes. I suppose North Down is slightly different, a place apart. But as you say, Stephen Farry is the incumbent and he's the favourite. Alliance are very embedded in parts of North Down, particularly the part that you were in, Holywood and Coultraw and Helens Bay. And they know that this is the seat that they need to win. Being a resident of North Down, I would say they've put considerable resources into this constituency. There's been a strong ground campaign. They're the only people that I've received election literature from. They're the only people that have arrived at the door. And I think for them, they're also very conscious of the fact that they have this seat, but they've never managed to hold a seat. So this is the one that they're putting a huge amount of their resources into. And also, of course, in terms of the bigger picture, if they lose this seat, what then does it say about the Alliance surge? Does that make a nonsense of it? So really, I think for most people, this is a two-horse race. It's between the independent Alex Easton, who was formerly of the DUP, and the incumbent Stephen Farry. But we know that this constituency has a history of voting for Mavericks, voting for independence, and people here will make up their own mind. They won't generally follow party lines. The Alliance leader was here on Saturday and she was very upbeat. But I think really it's a two-horse race and it will come down to how those moderate unionists vote. Will they decide that they want to keep Stephen Farry or will they decide to go for Alex Easton? So it's always been an interesting one and one that's difficult to call.
Mm-hmm. And David McCann, unionism badly wants to get this seat back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you were saying that in your intro. It was a big shock. Most people punted that Alex Easton would be the winner in 2019. We were all a bit surprised when the then MP, Sylvia Herman, stepped down. And look, he came from nowhere. They took 45% of the vote in the constituency from a standing start. This was Alliance's best performing constituency in 2019. But they broke the swingometer. There was a 35-point swing to the Alliance Party in North Down. So again, the unionism will be desperate. Absolutely desperate to win this seat because it was such a shock that they didn't get it in 2019.
And the DUP has stood aside here. TUV mm-hmm. has stood aside. The UUP is running. So are there any concerns that'll split the unionist vote?
Yeah, maybe a wee bit confusing to some of your listeners. Alex Easton ran for the DUP last time. He has left the DUP since. He's now standing as an independent. Yeah, look, he's got the backing of the traditional unionist voice and the DUP. But the unionist field is still a bit crowded as well there because Tim Collins is there for the Ulster Unionist Party. So the unionist vote is going to be a bit split there as well. Alex Easton has fumbled a bit in the last 3 weeks of the campaign. He would have been the favourite going in, and Tim Collins, who had a bad first half of the campaign, has really kind of resurrected himself in the last half of the campaign. Now, I think that will probably end up spelling good news for Stephen Farry, but it's still all to play for.
Alex Easton leaving the DUP, will that benefit him in this election?
I think so. Believe it or not, this seat has not been won by a party of unionism since 2005. Sylvia Herman, when she was elected as an Ulster Unionist in this seat, was the last time one of the major parties held it. She's held it as an independent ever since. It loves its Mavericks, as Deirdre was saying, Bob McCartney, Jim Kilfetter, Sylvia Herman, all outside the unionist mainstream. So again, Alex Easton obviously fancies his chances. He did top the poll as an independent in 2022.
And Deirdre Heenan, in 2019, no nationalists stood in this seat, but the SDLP is this time. Will that chip away at the Alliance vote?
Well, it will, but I suppose, on the other hand, we have the Conservatives who are not standing and we don't know what the implication of that will be. So it seems to be a balancing out. There are more candidates this time. There are more people for progressives to vote for, but there are also more options on the other side. So it's difficult to say. I suppose the key question will be, if Tim Collins attracts a sizable vote, is he going to be eating into Alex Easton's vote or is he going to be eating into Stephen Farry's vote? And really the key question here is, where will the moderate unionists go? Will they decide that this time they're going to vote for Alex Easton because he is independent? Interesting that this is his fourth attempt to get a Westminster seat for the first time he's independent. Or will they decide that they will go for the incumbent and vote for Stephen Farry and he will be able to retain this seat? Okay. We're just not quite sure.
And just finally, David McCann, and briefly, when we look at the bigger picture beyond North Down, on Friday morning, very little could have changed, or if some key figures in the North lose their seats, a lot might change. What will that mean for political stability?
Well, I think the key seat there is Gavin Robinson's. If he loses his seat, he's going to have to try and get back into the Assembly, create a vacancy to do that. But how weakened would he be? And will that cause rumblings in that fragile coalition of the DUP about whether the decision to go back into government under Geoffrey Donaldson was the right decision?
Thanks, David McCann and Deirdre Heenan there. Now, that was our last look on Drive Time at some of the key constituencies in the North in this UK general election. Voting begins on Thursday. The count happens overnight, with first results coming in the early hours of Friday morning. So if all goes to plan, we'll know the lay of the land before breakfast on Friday. RT Radio 1 will be on air with election coverage from 10 o'clock on Thursday night. Cormac.